It's Wednesday, the 30th of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism has announced both immediate and long-term actions to improve road conditions in the Etosha National Park following complaints from tourists and tour operators. Heavy traffic has caused serious gravel erosion, potholes and drainage issues, especially on the route from Okakweo to Namtoni. Ministry spokesperson Romeo Muyunda.
Road infrastructure is crucial to the overall success of tourism industry, and therefore as a ministry we will prioritize enhancement of road infrastructure to maintain accessibility but also to enhance the experience of our tourists, especially in our major attractions such as the Etosha National Park. And we want to encourage that while we are addressing the road situation in the park, those that are traveling between camps or between the routes to be able to utilize alternative routes so that they have a better experience. We wish also to express our regrets but also render an apology to those that were inconvenienced by this situation.
The ballot papers for the presidential and national assembly elections, which is being held on the 13th of November for those abroad and on the 27th of November for those in the country, have arrived from South Africa. NAMPOL Commissioner Petrus Swartz, a member of the delegation that observed the printing process, said that the ballot papers were securely guarded.
Yes, the ballots arrived from South Africa. We were there. I was leading the team from the Namibian Police Force. And yes, our security personnel accompanied this morning these ballots, the ballot papers from South Africa to here. They were on the cargo plane. The officers were present. They were never left alone from the time they were seen.
Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi says new water security measures have been introduced to address water issues in that province. Addressing the media, Lesufi said the provincial government aims to secure water availability and enhance service delivery.
We have requested the leadership of Rand Water to make a presentation on possible scenarios that will assist us to avert a potential loss of water during the December period. Our water usage needs to reflect that we are currently facing a crisis, and therefore we call upon our citizens to use water sparingly.
Government and military officials from the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda are set to meet in the Angolan capital of Luanda to hash out an agreement that seeks to end the M23-23 conflict in the east of the DRC. The agreement, known as the Luanda Process, seeks to end a conflict that has claimed thousands of lives and displaced over 2 million people since 2021.
The peace deal between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda is being mediated by Angola. Both countries accuse each other of supporting rebels seeking to topple their governments. The M23 rebels, led by ethnic Tutsis, have captured swathes of territory in eastern DRC since they launched their offensive in late 2021. The DRC government and UN experts accuse Rwanda of backing them. Rwanda has denied the charge and accused the DRC of supporting a Hutu-led militia known as the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda, FDLR. Under the peace deal, the DRC is supposed to disarm the FDLR rebels, and in return, Rwanda is supposed to withdraw its troops from eastern DRC. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And the U.S. says it's deeply concerned by an Israeli airstrike on northern Gaza, which the Hamas-run health ministry says left at least 93 people dead or missing, including 25 children. It comes as international concerns mount about Israeli legislation to prevent the U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees operating in Israel. Dr. Hussam Zomlot, head of the Palestinian mission to the United Kingdom, says it would have a devastating impact.
It's a lifeline. It's a lifeline for the people in Gaza. UNRWA service the majority of people in Gaza in terms of health education. I was educated by UNRWA. I was born in a refugee camp. So does UNRWA in the West Bank and in the region, in Lebanon, in Syria, in Jordan. This is literally a lifeblood for the Palestinian people and for the issue of refugees to be resolved in accordance with international law.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, as well as our social media platforms, Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.